Eric, I ran into a celebrity the other day.
Oh, wait, you mean me?
Ha! No, a real one!
Wow.
Roll the intro!
Welcome to the Punch Bowl. I'm Eric.
And I'm Tilly. So, Eric, have you actually met a celebrity?
I mean, other than myself, probably not. I don't think
As
so.
previously established, Eric, your visions of grandeur do not apply to this situation.
Hey, I'm pretty sure I have at least one fan out there.
I'm sure there's at least one. Your mom, she's pretty cool.
Wow. That's fucked up, but it's true.
Okay, your daughter too,
Okay, there you go. Yeah, but
Okay,
as far as a real celebrity, no, I don't think I've. Oh, let me think. I
like
don't think so.
someone, from TV, movies, FBI's Most Wanted,
I don't.
any celebrity nobody.
No, I don't think so. I don't think I've ever met
Really?
anybody. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Now that we mentioned it on this podcast, but.
Not even like seen them from afar, or like not
No.
obviously from afar, but like within the vicinity.
Within the same realm. No,
Yeah.
I don't think so, but
Not through a screen is what I
yeah, I know.
meant,
I was
like
going to
up
say
close.
I've seen a ton of people through the screen, but no, not outside of the screen.
Okay.
Have you?
That sounds so funny. Not outside of the screen.
I know. What the fuck is that?
I have actually seen some celebrities like within, a couple arms distance.
Ooh.
But I've never had the guts to actually be like, "Hey, can I get your autograph?" Or, "Hey, aren't you?" Or, "Hey," like nothing like that. But there have been a couple. There's been a couple of musicians that I've seen not that far away from me.
Nice.
A pretty big like YouTube star, and then like a couple of actors that I've seen like right away.
Wait, what the fuck?
Most recently when I
Yeah.
was at the airport in Toronto, there was an actor that was sitting right there, like going over what looked like it had to be a script or like some sort of, because it was like a big old stack of papers, like.
Oh, wow.
And so he's like sitting there looking over it, and I look over and I was like, "Man, that looks like that one guy." And then the group at the table that is sitting across from me go, "Oh my God, that's his name is Justin Chatwin."
Okay.
And they're like, "Oh my God, that's him." And I was like, "Oh my God, that is him." And I was like, "Oh my God, I was right. What do I do? Do I go over there? What do I do? Do I say something? Oh my God." And then of course I'm like the world's biggest weenie, and I couldn't bring myself to do anything. I just sat there and stared at him like a creeper.
Ew. Can you imagine being in his shoes? He's like, I feel like somebody's watching me, but I don't know why.
I'm sure he'd had that like creepy crawly feeling, like there's someone staring at me. I can feel
Wow,
it.
that's amazing. God damn it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool though.
I mean, well, how would you react if you saw like who's somebody that you would really like to meet? I guess
Damn, that's such a
let's
good
start there.
question. I mean, okay, so like from the entertainment world, I guess I would love to meet Ariana Grande.
Oh gosh.
That would be
Just
fucking
cause,
cool.
and you'd be like, "Hi, hi, Ariana. Hi, Ariana Grande. Hi, I'm Eric. Can I smell your hair?"
I think that's pretty close. I think I would probably cream my pants first, and then I would probably be like, okay, let me go clean up and I'll be right back. Just hold on. Can you just wait here for a minute? I should be like, what the fuck
Just
just happened?
stay right there. Don't move. Don't move. I'll be right
No, I'd love to meet her. I'm just a big like Ariana fan. I like her music as well, but I think just her.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, who else? Oh man, what about like Tom Cruise? Damn, that would be cool to meet Tom Cruise.
Ooh. Oh, I know who you would love to meet. I think you would probably die if you met Keanu Reeves.
So Keanu is like the top of the
The Holy
top.
Grail.
He's the holy grail of humanity. Like you don't get any better than that. I feel like if
Right?
I met him, it would be like meeting Jesus Christ. I would just be like, wow, my savior. This man right here is about to change my whole career.
What? Oh, jeez.
And honestly, yeah. I don't know.
You would cream your pants that one too, right?
Yeah, I would cream my pants first. Then I would be like, hold on a minute. I'm trying to think of how I would behave because I've never been in that position. So I feel like I don't think I could play it off cool and just be like, oh, hey, Keanu, nice to meet you. I don't think I could do that.
Right.
I think it would take a lot for me to like treat him as like a normal human being. I don't think it would work. I think to me, it would be like, holy shit, it's Neo.
And yeah.
He's just going to fly at any moment.
Oh, my God. Okay. So I want to think that like from afar, you know, I'd be like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. And then like I'd walk up and be like, hi, Mr. Reeves, you know, like or something like totally Reeves. Cool. And be like, oh, my God, I'm such a big fan. It's so nice to meet you. May I please have you sign this, you know, and or can I take a picture with you or something like that?
Sure.
And just like be super chill. But that's what I'd like to think.
he's greater than life. Like he's just, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I feel like I would just like melt or something. Like
probably. I don't know. Do you? Okay. So there's this show called New Girl. Uh-huh. I don't know. I'm sure you've heard of it. Uh-huh. But there's this part where the two main characters meet Prince, you know, the singer, the musician Prince, and they meet him and he walks up and he's like, oh, hi. Oh, I'm Prince. You know, it's me. Yes, it's me. And then they're both standing there. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. Did I not give you enough time to freak out? Go ahead. And they're both like, you know, and they're doing this whole thing, and one of the guys like passes out. It's so perfect, and it's true. Like you really don't know how you're gonna react, but I'm trying to think. Like I don't think I'd pass out, or like
I don't think I would either.
But I don't know. But like you were saying, Tom Cruise. I think if I did meet Tom Cruise, I'd be like, "Can I run next to you just for the sake of?"
Just for the
Can
meme.
Can we just both do like a quick little sprint and just put it on a boomerang, you know?
Oh, that would be so fucking cool.
That would be amazing.
Damn. I honestly just want to shake his hand and just be like, bro, I love your movies. Like, that's all I would do.
Right.
I would just be like, I don't want to bother you.
Freeze your hand. Yeah. And like, put it in one of those like tomb things where you never clean it again.
Like, just as soon as I get home, just chop it off. And like call the ambulance and be like, please conserve my hand in ice.
I have the fucking hand bronzed.
Oh my God, yeah.
And put on a mantle. Oh, jeez.
I think, okay, so Tom Cruise would be like really cool. Keanu Reeves would be tops. Like I honestly have no mental frame for what would happen. And then there's like a ton of like people on YouTube that I really love their content. And I think like some of them, if I got to meet them. Some of them I would freak out. Some of them I would just want to talk to endlessly about like what they do.
Just question everything.
Yeah,
know?
Like
and ask all the questions. Be like, how did you feel when this happened? What did you do about this? Can you give me some tips on this?
Yeah. Like Marques Brownlee, who's MKBHD on YouTube. He's a big tech tuber. Like I'd love to meet him and just like and just I'd love to meet him and just like. Just talk with him. Just be like, dude, what the fuck? What's your life? Like, what has it been like to go from, you know, starting your channel when you were like a kid?
Talk to me about a day in your life.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Stuff like that, right? Stuff that they don't share. Yeah. So like to get to know like, what that is and like behind the scenes. And then there's other people like David Dobrik is a huge, I'm a big fan of David Dobrik's vlogs. Yeah. And like with him, I feel like I'd freak out more. I feel like it'd be more of a freak out. Like, holy shit, it's David Dobrik. And like, if he, like, let's say he had his camera and he was like doing a vlog or something.
Yeah.
I'd probably just do something really fucking stupid just to try to get into his vlog.
Just to try to get in there. For a second.
Just for a second to be in one of his vlogs. Because, you know, like some parts of his vlog are literally just like seconds long.
Oh, yeah. Like way back when they lived in that apartment or whatever, and they'd stand off the balcony and they'd just film random people that were like down there, you know, on the street, like just that 1 second, you could be like, I was right there. That was me.
Look, that's me getting
hit by
the car.
I made it, Mom. Look. Oh, shit. No.
Look, that's me. I jumped in front of the car right here, Mom. Watch this.
Look, but I made it.
And then the song plays. The song from Reach Lux.
Look what mama made it.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. Exactly.
I mean, copyright. Oops.
Copyright. Sorry, David. By the way, if you're watching this, David, you know, my home is available to you anytime.
Listening. Watching.
Watching? Excuse me?
It's a podcast.
Wow. already fucked up my chance. Well, never mind. Forget
Good
it.
Good job. Already failed.
Who would you like to meet? Like, if you could meet a couple people, who would they be?
Honestly, the top of my list would be Scarlett Johansson.
Wow.
Because she is amazing. I think that she would just be, like, so much, like, so gorgeous in person. I'd be like, oh my god. Like, completely starstruck.
Okay.
Gerard Butler, because I want to hear what his accent is like in person. Like,
he's cool, yeah.
I would probably melt. I would be a puddle on the floor, like, for sure. I mean, I would die happy right then and there. That would be the dream.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
I mean, I'd cream my pants for sure, and then I'd be like, don't worry, I packed an extra pair in my car just in case, because I knew I was going to see you today. And
wow.
It's amazing. And then I think, let's see. Yeah, Scarlett Johansson, Gerard Butler. Oh, and I know that I think you said you're not a huge fan of Anna Kendrick, but I love Anna Kendrick. I think her sarcasm just, like, is on the same level that I feel like mine is.
Right.
And so I feel like she would be the coolest person. Like, I would love to be able to talk to her and just to, you know, joke around, and just because I think that she has such a great sense of humor.
Yep.
That would just be the funnest day ever. It wouldn't even be like about, we wouldn't even have to do anything. We could go to an art museum and just walk around, and I still think she'd make me just laugh endlessly. So I would be okay with that. Would be okay.
What a pitch. Hey, Anna Kendrick, please take Tilly to an art museum.
Please take Tilly to the museum. She needs culture and laughs.
Anna Kendrick, if you're watching this, I'm just kidding. Watching.
Still, you got it. Fuck.
Just kidding. That's cool. No, I actually like Anna Kendrick quite a bit. I think, like, if I met her, I wouldn't be like super fangirling or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I think it would be pretty, like, I would be pretty honored to get to meet her, because she's a pretty big fucking superstar. So
that'd be hell cool, yeah. Anyway. I feel like she started in the background of like a Twilight movie and became this huge name, you know, and then she's the voice of a freaking troll. Like, I mean, she's super beyond popular. It's crazy.
Oh, and man, so, that would be fucking cool for her to do like lines from the movie.
Yes, your daughter would like over the moon, I'm sure.
I wonder if she would like, I wonder if my daughter would like know,
would recognize her face.
I wonder if she'd look at her and be like,
she's just listening her voice.
Like, yeah. I wonder if she'd be like,
you sound
Poppy?
Like a Poppy. Yeah. Yeah.
How fucking cool if she just said Poppy? Like, what the fuck? Is that Poppy?
What? Like you have her, talking in the other room while your daughter's like, you know, like, what's that?
She thinks that, yeah. What's that? She thinks the movie's on, so she comes out and it's
Yeah,
Anna Kendrick.
I know. She comes out and she'd be like, who are you? She'll learn new words.
Yeah. So,
oh, jeez.
The other side to this conversation is, like, what happens if you meet these people and they're actually, like, really awful or they're really mean or
that,
they're, like, don't want anything
to do with you? That is, like, the thing that I'm so scared of. I know, because, like, I would love to meet Tom Hanks. I think Tom Hanks is like, you know, he's a legend.
Yeah.
And I would be absolutely unbelievably beyond crushed if I met him and he wasn't the like super smiley guy that everyone knows him to be.
Right.
You know, if he was just like, no, I'm not in the mood, kid, or whatever, and just like kept walking, I would die. Like, I would literally be like, everything is a lie. Just like run into the middle of traffic. I mean, like, I just
holy shit.
Okay, maybe not that, but it would be so tragic. I think, you know?
That'd be really sad.
I mean, there's some people that you hear just have like a bad reputation, you know? And so yeah. if you meet them and they treated you kind of crappy or whatever, it's like, oh, whatever. That's cool. Cause that's who they're known to be. But if you meet somebody that you're expecting to be like the nicest freaking person ever and you get this like super crap treatment, it's like, oh man.
See,
I mean, everyone is entitled to have a bad day, of course.
Duh.
But that would just really suck, you know?
See, I've always wanted to meet Casey Neistat. Casey Neistat, YouTuber.
Oh, okay.
He
I don't YouTube too much, so I forget. I don't really know too many of the names. But
oh yeah, okay. Well, he's like one of those mega vloggers. Like, I guess he's like one of the OG vloggers.
Oh, okay.
He has a lot of short movies on YouTube. Did a whole bunch of stuff on there, but like, I don't know. I feel like he's always in a rush. So I feel like if I got to meet him, I feel like he would just be like, bro, I don't have time. He'd be like, I'm trying to get to a place, or like, I'm trying to do this. Like, I always feel like he looks like he's in a rush in all his videos. So I'm assuming that he's actually always in a rush.
Maybe he's like, just has ADD or something.
I mean, he might. He might.
Maybe.
It would suck to be like, Casey, can I take a picture with you? And he'd be like, nah, bro, I gotta go. And be like, fuck! You know, I would just be so sad. I'd be like, damn it, I had my chance to like, hang out with a guy or talk to him for like 5 minutes, and it's like, nah, I don't have time for this.
Right. That no. would suck. And I understand, you know, a celebrity is a people or something. And so,
wow. I mean,
like, they're, no, it's a joke from the Muppets.
Oh.
One of the Muppets says, a celebrity is not a people. And so it's kind of funny. Either way,
what the fuck?
They're people. You know, so it's understandable that they don't want to be, like, I guess, hassled or you know, be bothered with on certain days where they just want to, like, carry on, you know, about their normal lives.
Sure.
But it's unfortunate because, I mean, they are in the public eye, so they kind of have to make the effort regardless. So, yeah, if they didn't have the time, I guess I would understand, but it would still kind of suck for sure because you have all this buildup and you finally get there and you're like, yes, oh my God, I can't believe it. And then they're like, no, not right now, or no thanks, or just keep on walking or something. And it would be terrible.
Yeah, it'd be like losing your erection, you know, right before the grand finale.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I can totally relate. Uh-huh.
Well, you know who never loses their erection?
Our patrons.
Patrons.
I got it. Yes, I got the answer right.
Our patrons over on the Patreon, who are, of course, our only fans in the entire planet. Thank you so much to our patrons for supporting this show and keeping us on the air every single week.
Woo!
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you so much. We are your celebrities. We're sorry.
Yeah. See, you are the celebrity in this scenario.
Bro.
Patrons, we want to meet you and fangirl over you because y'all are awesome.
I was going to say, like, what if you went on a trip somewhere and, like, one of our patrons was also taking a trip and you went to, like, you were at the same airport at the same time.
Ooh.
And they were like, oh my God, is that Tilly? And like, one of them just ran up to you. Like, these are people that, for the most part, I think, for the most part, we've never met in person.
Yeah.
But we know
that's
them.
That's true.
Like, a lot of them, we know.
Yeah. So, we've talked to.
Yeah. So imagine
at least a few times.
Yeah. So imagine they just like run up to you and they're like, hey, it's Tilly. Like, Tilly, can I take a picture with you? Would you be like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Well, because I've seen what they look like, I think I would be like, oh my God, it's you, you know,
right.
and we would do a whole like thing together. Like, hell yeah, we're taking pictures together. What's up? We need evidence of this. And it would be awesome. And then we would post it on the Patreon and then the other patrons would get jealous and it would be amazing. I mean, what? No.
Wow. Poor patrons. They're like, what the hell?
Just kidding. I think that's all she wrote today. We shall try to go stalk some celebrities and see how we react around them. I mean, what? No, that's not the point of this story, children.
Stalking is bad. Only do it to celebrities. Wait.
Exactly.
Oh, crap. Wait. I was Eric.
And I was Tilly.
And this is the Punch Bowl.
See y'all next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
The Punch Bowl is written, recorded, and produced by Eric and Tilly.
To learn more about the Punch Bowl, check us out at thepunchbowl.simplecast.com, where you can find links to our Patreon, social media, and past projects.
If you want to influence the conversation, consider supporting us through Patreon.
And feel free to message us on Twitter and Instagram at thepunchbowltv. We're always happy to hear from our audience.